Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Taliban suicide bombers and gunmen launched an intense coordinated attack that ended early this morning. It took place in Kabul and three other eastern provinces. Seven different attacks in three cities, the largest coordinated attack on NATO forces in a decade. I spoke earlier with the BBC's Bilal Sawari, who's in Kabul, and asked him what he'd seen today.
I was down there this morning. What I saw was huge stockpiles of ammunition and weapons being recovered, weapons that were left behind by the insurgents, which included dozens of hand grenades, rocket-propelled grenades, AK-47s. And one of the main offices of the Afghan intelligence agency, the NDS, is right across from this building. The reality is that this was a serious intelligence failure. Many Afghans, including those in the country's parliament, are now asking, how is it possible that 15 or even more suicide attackers armed with huge stockpiles of weapons and ammunitions managed to get right into the heart of Kabul? And they also point out that the insurgents have been using these buildings under construction as a launching pad. So why was this building not provided the adequate level of security? And if you talk to the Taliban insurgents, they're selling it as a success story. The insurgents have always tried to strike inside Kabul. As one Afghan official said, if you fire a single bullet in Kabul as an insurgent, you're guaranteed international headlines.
But how about the effort to make Afghans feel less safe? Does this kind of attack achieve something like that? Do people feel as though, as the Taliban describes it, they can strike wherever they please?
Well, Afghans are very accident-driven people. So obviously this attack would have shattered the confidence of the people. Remember, the Afghans have gone through 30 years of war, and the people in Kabul especially would like to see more security, would like to see fewer of these attacks. Let me just give you an example. A city of nearly 5 million people, Kabul was an empty city almost after the attacks. You did not see the usual traffic jams, shops closed, businesses closed. And although today there was some sort of normalcy, people were back, shops reopened, Kabul was not the same as always. And that's mainly because people don't feel safe. They don't feel safe to come out. I personally got phone calls from my family, from my relatives, just to give you an example. And all of them are telling me that they are not allowing their children to go out to school, at least for the next 24 hours. And that just gives you an idea how worried people get every time an attack like this happens. And especially the attack yesterday took place in three different locations in Kabul and in many other Afghan cities.
The BBC's Bilal Sawari from Kabul. Joining us now, Peter Galbraith, former UN Deputy Special Representative for Afghanistan. Peter, nice to talk to you again.
Good morning.
You know, one of the comments that I'm seeing from a lot of members of NATO is that this coordinated assault, they say, was successfully and quickly put down, and that it showed the competence of the Afghan security forces. What's your response to that?
Well, one is able to put any kind of spin on a story, the ability of the enemy to carry out coordinated attacks in the fortified heart of Afghanistan's capital and in other cities, if its ability to operate from a building right across from the Afghan intelligence services is considered a success, then one has to really worry. In fact, this is a pretty strong indication, one of many, that the U.S. NATO strategy in Afghanistan is not working.
Well, let me ask you, Peter, I saw comments coming from some military officials in Australia where they're preparing to withdraw their troops from Afghanistan, saying, look, this only means that the Taliban is struggling to find purchase in the rural areas. They're focusing on the city, which are not tactical targets, which they can't hold because they have no other place to focus. What do you think about that?
Well, again, there's been a long spin on that. Each year since 2004, there have been more violent incidents in Afghanistan than the year before. And when that also happened after the surge began, the explanation was that this was a function of the success of the surge. There were more violent incidents because there were more NATO troops, and therefore they were more effective in combating the Taliban. So what really is going on here is that the military is putting out the line that their strategy has worked, and when we withdraw in 2014 and it turns out that things deteriorate, they're going to say it wasn't because our strategy failed. It was because the civilians didn't stay the course. The president announced a withdrawal day too early, that sort of thing. You know, it's exactly what happened after the Vietnam War. We were in Vietnam for more than a decade, and obviously the strategy didn't work. And yet, once we withdrew, the line has been, if we'd only stayed the course, if it hadn't been for the faithless Congress and the faithless American people.
You're speaking with Peter Galbraith, former UN Deputy Special Representative for Afghanistan, then how are we to understand the strategy of the Taliban, then, in attacking Kabul, which is a place where they can't really hold any territory? Is that an intimidation tactic? And if it is, are they intimidating the Afghan people or maybe the American people?
Well, I think the target is both the Afghan people and the American public, and what they're doing is demonstrating that they can operate in large parts of the country. But they continue to be able to control much of the south and much of the countryside in the south and the east that is their traditional base, much of Kandahar, much of the time. And so now they're also demonstrating the ability to operate in the capital.
But is this perhaps the signal that there's going to be a bloody spring, or is this a kind of a PR opportunity for the Taliban, a one-shot?
I don't think it's a one-shot. Again, each year has been more violent than the previous year, and it's simply a spectacular way, from their point of view, to start the spring fighting season.
Peter Galbraith is former UN Deputy Special Representative for Afghanistan. Peter, thanks as always.
Well, good to talk to you.
We're talking about a coordinated attack that went on in Kabul and three other cities this morning, the largest coordinated attack on NATO forces in 10 years.